Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Charlie is looking for a second date update today. This is for a woman named Kate. Hey, Charlie, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not bad at all. So let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Kate, and how did the first date go?
So I met her actually at Conversation in Walnut Hills. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's really nice, little, like, cozy spot. I was out with a couple of friends of mine. They dragged me out of the house because I'd been, like, moping around for a bit. I just got out of a relationship. Well, I didn't just get out of a relationship, but I've been kind of moping around about a relationship for a little while now. Been pretty depressed about it, honestly. And, like, I end up, you know, meeting Kate when they took me out. So, like, I was pretty glad that they dragged me out of the house.
Okay, sorry. I'm taking notes here. So you've been out of the relationship for how long?
It's been a month.
Oh, okay.
So it was like time to be back out socializing and stuff.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So you met her.
Yeah, she was awesome. Like immediately, like she was awesome. She made me laugh. She's super sweet. Like really outgoing, friendly. She had the most gorgeous eyes. Like I was sucked right in. So like I got a number, you know, I texted her the next day. We made plans to go to dinner, and honestly, it was the best date, the best first date for sure that I've ever had. We really connected, and it flowed really well. It was really easy. Like it didn't feel like pressure. Like, I don't know. And I could tell she was definitely feeling it too. You know, like she was leaning in a lot and like smiling and giggling, and she kept like putting her hand on my thigh and like rubbing my arm, just like any excuse for contact. I felt like she was really into me for sure. And then we went back to her place and she like practically like dragged me into the apartment and threw me on the couch. Like I'm not even like exaggerating. But I like, you know, I wanted to be kind of like a stand-up guy. It was our first date, so I didn't sleep with her. Decided I'd wait till the next date. But, you know, we had a little bit of fun. And when I left, she said she'd definitely see me soon. But now, I don't know. She hasn't returned texts, hasn't returned calls. So, like, I'm pretty bummed out about it because I felt really good about this date. So, I don't know. I hope you guys can get a hold of her.
Okay. We've done second date updates like this before where, you know, there's sort of a one-night stand. I mean, we get this a lot, especially with women who call in. They have an experience kind of like you did, and it turns out the guy was just looking for a quick hookup. And other times, there's like a shift in the energy where maybe as they were heading out, it just felt weird or it was awkward or there wasn't something quite right, but they couldn't put their finger on it. Can you give us a sense of what the vibe was like as she was leaving? Had anything changed at that point?
No, I mean, believe me, I've been like racking my brain over this trying to figure out if like, you know, if I like said something when I was leaving or like I, you know, ticked her off in some way, but like, I really can't think of anything. Like,
right. Do you think she was annoyed that you were trying to be respectful? Like she's sending you these obvious clear signals that she, from what I can gather, wants to hook up with you in an effort to be respectful. Do you think she took that as a rejection?
I don't know. I mean, we had some fun. We just didn't, you know,
I got you.
Okay. I mean, I don't think so, but I guess it's possible, you know. I wasn't, like, rejecting her, being like, I'm not interested. Like, I was just like, you know, let's go out again. You know, I have something to look forward to, you know, on the next date.
So you definitely showed interest.
Oh, for sure.
Then I'll tell you what, that's a pretty good account. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Kate and see what she thought of you and her date with you as we continue with Second Date Update right here on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Charlie met Kate at a bar in Walnut Hills. He was hanging out with a bunch of friends, and he was, well, it's been tough for him this past month because he just came out of a relationship, and that hit him hard. So this was the first time that he really had an opportunity to get out there, hang out with some friends, and that happened to be the same night he met Kate, who is just this beautiful, friendly, sweet, outgoing person with heart-stopping, soul-stirring eyes. I'm kind of embellishing here based on your description, Charlie, but that's the sense that I got. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. You're pretty right on.
All right. So you guys hit it off. You felt comfortable enough asking for her phone number. You texted later, made a date for dinner. Charlie said it was the best date ever. She seemed very touchy-feely, really seemed into him, invited him back to her place. He was respectful despite the fact that he had an opportunity to go all the way, but he chose to be a gentleman because he really seems to like her. And as he was heading out and said, "I'd like to see you again," she was like, "Yeah, definitely."
And there was a kiss at the end, a hug, some sign of affection.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was plenty of affection inside. And then, yeah, and then when she walked me down.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Back out. There was definitely some affection before I left.
Okay, and that good. Affection, it was left with a presumption of more to come in the future kind of thing.
Yeah, that's definitely the vibe I got.
Like, we may not do this tonight, but it will happen, kind of.
But it's going down, yeah.
Okay. Unless you can think of any other details we need to know, we're just going to call her up if you're ready.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Kate, please?
Yes, Kate.
Hey, Kate, it's Jeff and Jenna, Q102. How are you?
Is this a second date update? This is a second date update, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey.
Gosh. I have the worst luck with men. Like, I find one that I really like, and there's something wrong with them. It's 100% of the time.
100% of the time?
At least your picker broke.
I'm taking a long break.
I'm surprised we haven't talked to you before. If this happens to you 100% of the time,
mm-hmm.
Do you know who we're calling about on this occasion?
Is it Charlie?
It is Charlie.
Okay, I thought so.
Did something happen after the date? Because the way he read it, everything was totally fine with you right up until the last second. What happened?
Well, the morning after the date, like, I thought the date was amazing, but I go into work and I'm telling my coworker about him. And we're looking through his Insta profile and talking about how awesome he is. And then another coworker overheard us and asked to see the picture that I showed her. And then she told me that she knew his ex-girlfriend who just dumped him. And apparently, like, he's pretty much homeless and just dates women so he has a place to stay.
Oh.
He's a bit, like a total squatter.
Like a couch hopper?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Couch hopper? Is that it?
I don't know. I just made that up.
You made that up? That's
I
good.
Dated a few of those where you're like, oh, you would go home. For example, I would go off the air and I would go home and I would be like, oh, look how cute. Such and such is still here. And then they would leave to go to work. And then I would get the text that said like, hey, want to hang out after I get off work tonight? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be fun. They'd come over, spend the night. I would leave and come to work. I would go home and be like, oh, they're still here.
Really? What were they doing the whole time you were at work? And you're just leaving them alone in your place?
Well, I mean, like, they would work a night job, and I worked a super early job. I'm not going to kick them out at 4 a.m. when I'm leaving to come see you guys. So I would just, I mean, I trusted them enough to sleep with them. I can leave them at my house.
What do you wait? I don't know.
I mean, and
what would they do on where? Were they sleeping the whole time you were gone? Or were they
watching
TV?
Sometimes I would go home and they would just be
watching
sitting there watching
Kathy
TV.
Lee, yeah. Cooking themselves some breakfast. And
yeah, with their plastic bag of clothes.
So, Kate, you're saying the allegation from your coworker is Charlie doesn't have a home and he hooks up with women just so he can have a place to stay?
Yeah.
Charlie, is this true?
No, like, I don't know who this coworker is of yours, but she's totally lying to you. Like, I'll admit, like, I've lived with girlfriends, but I'm not a squatter.
Where are you living now?
I got a place.
No, he told me he was staying with his friend because he just broke up with his girlfriend and he was, like, in the middle of looking for a place. And, like, I guess he was hoping that my place would be the new one.
One could argue he had an opportunity to stay at your place that night but chose to, quote-unquote, be respectful. I mean, if he really needed a place to crash, wouldn't he have taken advantage of that opportunity that night?
I mean, not if he's playing a long con.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, he hasn't actually paid rent in years. Like, he just hops from one woman to the next, and he just freeloads off of each woman. And, like, I can totally see how he gets away with it because he's so charming. Like, he's sexy, he's an amazing kisser. And, like, that night, I totally would have fucked with him. Like, he's that good. But I'm so glad that it didn't get there.
Is anything to what Kate is saying true, Charlie? Is there any truth to that?
I mean, the good kisser part, I guess. But, like,
your ex didn't kick you out.
No, well, I mean, we broke up. Like, it was her apartment before I moved in, but, like...
Did you ever get your name on... When was the last time your name was on a lease?
What address is on your driver's license?
Yeah, great question, Tim.
Do you have a utility bill you can show?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you vote?
No. I don't know why I got to prove any of this. I mean, my license has my parents' address on it, but that's because I've never, like, I'm not in places long enough that I'm going to, like, put it as my permanent residence. Like, I... I try to, like, you know...
How about, like, where are your clothes right now? Are they in a plastic bag?
They're at my buddy's place that I'm staying at.
There you go.
Fun Robbie had a trunk.
It said trunk have wheels on it?
I think it did, because let me tell you... I think it was on our second or third date that when I opened the door, he's standing there with the trunk.
Exactly. He was a squatter, too.
I'm just going to leave this here while I'm waiting for my place to get ready.
It was only half full because he needed space to take all of his stuff when he got out of there.
It's true. Some squatter can turn into, like, some squat situations can turn into a relationship. I've seen it
happen.
I mean, I'm really not, like, I'm not a squatter. Like, why don't we just focus on the fact that, like, we had an awesome time together. Like, you can trust me. I think that you know that. Like, I think if we got together, we could talk about this, and I could, like, I don't know, I could explain myself.
Show some evidence
better than on the air.
Well, what do you say, Kate? I mean, if you agreed to go back out with Charlie, we would pay for it. Conveniently enough for Charlie,
we'd even pay for the Uber back to his place.
Ooh. Do you have a car? Do you have a car, Charlie?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm a walker.
It's going to have to be a no from me, dog. I don't need a man to house right now.
Okay.
Charlie, Fritz has got some space in her basement if you're looking for a place to...
Don't be sending him out to my place, man. I've moved on.
I mean, we're going to have...
I got roots now.
We're going to have an open apartment at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, here we go. We're talking.
How much?
I think 850 or 9, haven't decided yet.
But for you, Charlie.
How many paycheck stubs do you require?
I do a credit check.
Oh.
We need a $2,000 deposit, Jeff.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
I'm sorry, too. I thought it really could have been something good.
All right. Well, Kate, we do appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Jen, you're going to be moving into your place pretty soon.
This is true.
You need a roommate?
Yeah.
He's a good kisser.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is.
There it is. There you have it. Second date update. If you need us to do one for you, it really is easy. Just send us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast. Brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.